Welcome to the Live Mission Show.
Yeah, Lord, I just want to talk to you real quick and ask that for us MC battles, and you are the MC, you know, you destroy plenty of whack-ass rappers and known artists out there, and just want to talk about what will it take to get in the ring with you as far as, like, a battle. How do you perceive battles and tearing a lot of motherfuckers down? Woda, how do you break shit down on that? No, Woda.
Nah. See, the stuff that I do say some things I'm struggling with.
Okay.
I'm trying to uplift the
right.
So if I feed into it, we know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I battled,
yeah,
that was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, battle in rap music. So we know
right.
It gave them a whole platform to stand on. So they.
But check it out real quick. We gonna take a break. I'm gonna come right back. Peace. Report, you know what I'm saying? It's Radar Bird right here reporting. Get ready to head to the tunnel, New York City. I will not be on air this August 2nd. I'm in New York City. I'm at the tunnel reunion with Tony versus Michael Francis. My Wu Tang Clan brothers, all my New York City brothers. I'm rapping. So I apologize for not being here on my own show. But big up to the pastor, Goddamn Maya, the vice versa, True Radio ENT. We are manifest, baby. I'm holding it down at the tunnel. I will follow up back on the show. I will see y'all Thursday night, as well as Saturday night coming up for the next one. I'm at the... Hey, yo, I'm at... I'm at the tunnel. Peace.
Welcome to my bank of America. down, her ass up. My face is down, my ass is up. Her face is down, her ass is up.
Thank you so much for listening to the Live Manifest Show. This is Arlene Ramona. We are here at Hip Hop Classics 97.FM, and we are spinning a little music to make the night go by real good. If you're home on a Saturday night and you're listening in, please do call up to the station. We would love to hear from you. The call-in number is 646-478-3665. That's 646-478-3665. And again, you're listening to the Live Manifest Show.
Peace to the God. This is my man, Radar Van. What I do. This is my man, Radar Van. What I do. My man, Radar Van. What I do. The God, this is my man, Radar Van. What I do. Peace to the God, this is my man, Radar Van. What I do.
Use my must prepare.
I stand tall on them like a Fanatic guy. Build a grand mission, can't touch the call us a cop for what? Damn, she got shot in New York City, this crime rate. Carry them out, stay with it. It's all on my block, stay with two blocks. Think a nigga from the dark like me. Sitting all in my seat, son. Head stabbed, flooded in box. Think it's a joke, your blood's on the floor for a mop. I'ma tell you one more time, kid, blow on my spot. Not the thing for you to do, you will be stopped. From the waves coming through, and you will be stopped. I'm flammable, flames of fire, they ask you my messiah. The whole empire, rule this desire. Burn trees, no fire, liberals, no retire. The only thing that you aspire on. I'm flammable, flames of fire, they ask you my messiah. The whole empire, rule this desire. Burn trees on fire, simple birds don't retire. The only thing they do is hire on fire. You don't wanna slap boxes, shit. You don't wanna dash this kid. You and your man both fall over the bridge. The rain of bandwidth, that I might stick to shit. The flame threw a ball down the hall, right in your mixer. Every day, rag race up for my prefix. That ain't shit, I'm hustling, hitting the lick. You on my dick, froze out, ho. Get you a pick, too much shit to talk. Yo, you bust your lip, you think shit's hot. That's like the cold thinking it's sweet. You get your ass beat every time I'm playing in the street. I'm saving the heat for faggots out, thinking they keep shit real, never that. Yo, they always get beat. Even they got gas swept off of their feet. Most of the time, they got swept off of their feet. I'm flammable flames of fire. They ask you my messiah. The whole entire room is desire. Burn cheese on fire. Zimbabwe's no retire. The only thing they do is hire on. I'm flammable flames of fire. They ask you my messiah. The whole entire room is desire. Burn trees on fire, zip of roots don't retire. The only thing they do is hire on fire.
I yell. You get smacked right in your face for the shit that you talk, for the shit you say. I embrace myself, my born and gone. You want the voices that yell a phone, you respect the town. Get a train, drink poison and champagne. I got the campaign locked down, hell with the rain. Rain snowing, earthquakes too, storm my place. Blaze trees burn fire, rock baby go face. Most thrust that I ever got from my man Mike. Downtown tell my dream of when I seen them up in the shine. I went to Mike and said, yo, the fucking front is mine. I know these niggas in this place not trying to pull. I know these niggas know that my stun got some tool. Something I only use to listen to the abuse. For the fact that matter, I'm new and old school. Yeah, I'm flammable flames of fire. The axio by messiah. The whole entire room is in fire. Burn trees on fire. Simple rules don't retire. The only thing they do is hire more fire. Flammable flames of fire. The axio by messiah. The whole entire room is in fire. Burn trees on fire. Simple rules don't retire. The only thing they do is hire more fire. Flammable flames of fire. Coming from the 36 chamber. My 36 chamber's the angus is called danger. Coming from the 36 chamber. Yo, my 36 chamber's the angus is called danger. Be the major. The main chamber got 6 container. Never done the coming on. I give a rock. Blood. I give a knock. Tell us be the one to fuck to the whole door. When the rip up, get it the fuck kick the door. The style of it, run incredibly. When the flip is to the embassy. Hey, yo, it's me. What's the main thing of a rapper? Then I'm coming at a 45 type of anger. My 36 chamber, the anger's the core danger.
Coming from the 36 chamber.
My 36 chamber, the anger's the core danger.
Coming from the 36 chamber.
My 36 chamber, the anger's the core danger.
Coming from the 36 chamber.
My 36 chamber, the anger's the danger.
Coming from the 36 chamber.
Yo, shut up, yo. I represent for new fighters. With the old, you know, but you can't mess around, son. It's speaking at the center. Shit, that sweet motherfucker being sugar. I jump on main thing. I hit him in the paradise, the main thing. At the angle, son, I hit you up, I never sight. I'm thinking right, shit, coming on. Son, I'm rapping in the down, son. I jump on solo. From the town without a frown, the leader of. The packer down the mouth, and hit you up, you still a fucking slum. I'm still a man, keeping it just simple. I'm coming in, I'm still a simple, it's the walk is simple.
Coming from the 36 chamber. Coming from the 36 chamber. Coming from the 36 chamber.
My 36 chamber.
chamber. My 36 inches to cause danger. Coming from the 36 chamber. Yo, my 36 inches to hang us to cause danger. Be the major, the best case of God. You don't want the death part, manifest living in the Midwest. Even though I come from the East Coast, the rapper's the best star. Why? I'm the guy who lie. Now, I'm with a cup of flavor, sometimes good. Grab up the mic, the big penny. I run through rocks and knock over a heavy big man. With the cold stars, they're coming down. Flip, flip, flip to the beat. And shut it down, over again. Win the mic, and I'll write and be hype. But choosing the mic and I'm walking the bike. Many stars, but my thoughts awful. Make you on the fight, and get you a mouthful. I'm gold, I will show, do not be slow. I'm on the road, check it out like Greg and Joe. The gangster, I'm a maker. Put the brakes, I fake the first. It works, it breaks the ball. Get up on the test. Get up on the test. You don't want to step. You don't want to step. Back to the style, I'm picking it up. And for picking them so many rounds out of my ass, I'm shitting them. Now, without a clue, who are you to do? You might catch my foot, my shoe. In your eye, boy, I watch you fall down and hit the ceiling. I go back with the rhymes that I be with. With no many west rounds, some C's wanna hit. I wanna hit. Watch that click with the kick. I'm through to the mic. I'm through to the mic, and I watch, I mean real mates, I seem as I may dream, with the star, coming up the best, you don't want the death, 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 I'm about to get dope. With stuff called the flip, and I got mini microphone come to get. And I'm inside the ear, on the head, and I break bread. The gangsters up to be dead, and I'm back with another rap. Yo, you know I can, you know that I'm the black man. I never ran from a Ku Klux Klan to the KKK, to the motherfucker to me, they can't stand. And I flip and rip, and never got what it is to make. Bring back mini styles, and you think I'm fake. And I'm gonna freestyle on my damn album. Super city, I'm gonna bow them. Listen up, I'm gonna make a bigger stack to the death. Little really don't pay to the need and enough to the rap. And I'm gonna come to ever to come to flip. Must be swift, you can't get with this. I swore the shock, then I shock for sure. You looked up, tried to go think that you are pure. Never was not. I put to the gum, to the wrong, to the record. Do it, put to the goddamn to the end. I'm gonna get rejected. Brought the broke ass, bought the mustache. Do what to the goddamn to the end. I take it, I blow fast. Rhyme the effort to come, effort to flip, huh? Do what to the goddamn to the end. New black, the rip, huh? And I'm a gate to make, so you knew that. Brought you back in the back, and you know you be whack. Rhyme the effort to come, ever a smoother. That's the room for watch for the rumor. To break the rest, the S.I.P.
to the best. You don't want to the sort of mystic, my passion trapped by my fury. Yo, I close my eyes to see the ghost of John F. Kennedy in my memory with the hole in his head. I turned cold to see red. The vision of Malcolm X sitting at the Last Supper. Elijah passing the butter. I'm at the end of the table with the cat tucked up. Jesus walking with blood in his eyes. Brothers rise. Malcolm, someone shout some. Romans rushing. I start busting. The whole scene looks disgusting. Yo, the whole plan of the UN is ruined. Ruined. Yeah, what you doing?
Raid on band.
Violation of all niggas.
Yeah, this is the final envelope. Take the extreme.
This is the
Wu-Tang Clan.
You are now tuned into the Lord Manifest Show.
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you?
Peace. I'm sorry to cut in, but I see you in there. How's it looking for you over there?
Oh, it's looking lovely. You know how it goes. It's looking lovely. So how you feeling tonight?
Okay. Good. The boss is looking nice on your computer?
Yes, everything is looking good.
All right, So you got nice strong Wi-Fi over there. I was listening to you for a minute, so it looked like you got some strong Wi-Fi over there, huh?
Yes.
Sounds good.
But for how long? I don't know.
Well, no doubt. I think this
good.
Is my man right here. Yo, Bobby Metro.
Yo, what's up, man? What's going on?
All right, no doubt. I hate that we started. I hate we in here late, but we in here.
Yes, we are.
Peace, Ramona. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm all right.
That's good. I play, y'all mix, and, it was fire as always. And, I liked it. It was really long, too. So it gave me a chance to get acclimated with the board.
Yeah, glad you got it going on and all that. You win this show. Now all you got to do is just load up your favorite hip-hop, your real hip-hop.
Well, I definitely started off with Casanova Rudd.
Oh yeah, I did hear that was his new joint, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that joint.
And he's definitely one of my favorites, of course.
Oh, Casanova Rudd, no doubt.
Yes. Everything.
That's right.
I see him outside of his name, Casanova Rudd. I see Eric. So.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So, we apologize, folks. Show started real late. I hate that happened, but we'll be back on point. We're blaming on Blog Talk.
Yes, we will. As always, yes.
Shout out to Convertible T, wherever he is.
Yeah.
And shout out to my old lady co-host, Angela. She real busy doing her thing. Neil Shakur Cook, my man Dark Ninja, shout out to him. Shout out to all the past co-hosts.
While you was talking about Casanova Rudd, I wanted to find out, who's Tom Savage?
That's
his
son.
Oh, that's his son, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, because he was on the show once, right?
Yeah. That was like when I think when Angela was hosting with us, he called in. That's when I was out in Cal.
And that's like a wonderful thing to see, that Casanova Rudd, is working with his son, and they actually have a new Twitter site, and it's father and son. So
yeah,
he's doing a lot of promotion.
They
it's called Father and Son.
They debuted a song.
Father and
yeah.
Son.
They debuted a song, but Tom Savage, I think, has his own album aside from Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta check that. What is it? At Father and Son. What's the Twitter name?
Father and Son. Let me check it out here on Twitter.
Father and Son. That's what up.
Yes, definitely. They doing their thing, and I love that.
Yeah.
It's a new day now. Music, it's called My Son and I. That's what it's called. My Son and
I. Twitter?
At
my
Twitter.
Son and I on Twitter.
Actually, it's at Casanova _ Rudd. And then the main title is My Son and I.
Okay. How the weather looking out there in Hotlanta? Do they still call it Hotlanta?
Yes, it's still hot. It's still hot. And
winter over there, right?
Say that again.
There's no winter over there, right?
Hell yeah, there's winter. It get cold out here.
Oh, it's cold?
Yes. Yeah, it's cold. It was
it's
like
cold right now, huh?
You
right now, it's like 50 or 40 degrees or so. But, you know, during the day it wasn't windy, so that makes a difference even though it was cold. But, hell yeah, it get cold out here. We need coats too.
Yeah, we've been having some strange weather out here in the Rotten Apple. It's been warm. Now it's going to be brick for the next few days, and then next week it's going to be back warm again. Real snow.
Yeah,
I really want some snow right now. I want to see.
That's what they say. I don't believe them. Because it feels kind of normal right now for this month. You know, if we cold right here, it's brick, just like you said. I think they're bullshitting about next week.
No, it'll go back. It'll go back. Because the weather been up and down. The weather been up and down. I want to see a blizzard. I want a snowstorm.
Where
we get that?
That's why I left New York, because I couldn't take the cold. I know I was born and raised there, but I don't like the cold. I don't like it. And it seemed that when I came back, it was much colder than it was when I grew up there. So,
you got that hot Atlanta in your body now, huh?
Actually, I got that Florida in my body from Miami. And the Miami, when I moved down there in January, I had, sweatshirts or whatever. I didn't even need them. Didn't need them at all. It was just beautiful. So I definitely love Miami, Florida. I love the weather. You know, I was born in July, so that might make a difference of why.
That's what I'm gonna probably start back traveling after the school semester.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start breaking. I'm gonna get back to a warmer climate.
Yes, it does a body good.
Mess with this winter. My daughter's complaining. They sick of the winter. They tired of it.
Yeah,
they're like, why you bring us back to New York? Put us back into this. Like, all right, we'll make a move.
Yes.
But it's all good, though. I mean, I'm not really out in it like I used to be. You know, I flow through it. You know, I'm not getting frostbitten or nothing. You know, I used to hang out in the weather, you know, hustling, you know, like all the hustlers do right now. You know, stay out in the street, getting it, brick. But, you know, I flow through dress. Nice and wintry look, and then get inside the warmth. So it's not really bothering me right now, but I just wish that it would be a nice snowstorm. It's supposed to be really, really snowy out there. I mean, this weather been crazy.
Yeah. I remember, 2011? It didn't even snow for the whole year in New York. I mean,
yeah, I remember
like
them days
and
no snow. Yeah, I remember that.
None. So I was loving
I think
that
it snowed in the summertime. That 2011, I think that's when it snowed in the summer.
Oh,
yeah, that
really?
Was crazy. Yeah, that was
that.
Crazy. Yeah, it would have some warm type of snow 2011. Yeah, you're right. That was crazy.
Wow. But I sure appreciated it in the wintertime. I was going to St. John's then. So I'm living in the Bronx, and I had to travel 2.5 hours every day. So I didn't have any problems. It wasn't no snow. I was like, yes, this is what I'm talking about, that whole winter. Or was that 2012? It might have been 2012. Because I remember it snowed like about January,
something
February
like,
2011.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I know this time of year, especially in New York, people are expecting it to snow, like, automatically. This time of year, they're saying Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody, you know, celebrating Christmas. Everybody loves Christmas time, you know. It's a big American holiday here. Everyone celebrates it, especially in New York. People want it to snow right on Christmas.
Yeah.
Well,
you
look
know,
like that may not be happening.
Wow. You know what the best place to be during the holidays in New York is 34th Street. because they decorate it so nicely, and it's just so festive, and it's like you really could feel the air of Christmas.
Yeah.
It looks very, very beautiful over there. Get to see everybody hugged up, and I'm the only one that hugged up.
Yes.
Crowds come from all over just to go over there.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I like to do, just go down there and just look. It's just so festive, and it's a really good, you know, feeling. It's a different air about things when you're down there.
No doubt. So what's good, Ramona? You going in overtime? It's Blog Talk. Let us get it.
Of course. I'm up tonight. I took me a little nap, so I'm good.
That's good.
I actually...
How's your son doing?
He's doing wonderful. He's doing really good. He's getting ready to head out of town for Christmas, so I'm hoping that I'll be going out for New Year's Eve and everything while he's out.
You should come on out to New York so we can go celebrate together. Come on out.
I wish. You need to come out here to Atlanta. I just left New York. I'm not trying to go back for like another year, two, three.
Yo, Bobby, what you got going on this holiday, man?
Well, today I went to an audition for a role on a TV series that they're coming out with. It's a comedy. So I love acting. That's one of my passions. And I had a lot of fun, you know, at the casting call. So y'all keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully I get this role.
Oh, man, congratulations. And then I ain't going to see you no more on the show.
Oh, yes, you will. I do everything, you know. I still have my business. I still act. I still do radio. So none of that's going to change for me because I'm a person, like, I can't be bored. I got to be all over the place doing things.
What's up with the other radio show you was doing? Are you still involved with that, or are they hiatus now?
Well, they're on hiatus, but she did give me an invitation to come on and host with her a couple of times, and I will do that. I will definitely go back and host with her one or two times or so. It's not going to be, you know, consistent, but I will pop in and pop out for her. But right now she's on hiatus, and I believe she's probably going to get everything started back up probably about the third week of January.
So you're going to work with her every now and then?
Every now and then, yes.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm an Energizer Bunny, like, and I just actually met someone today that was talking to me about their radio show. So I don't know. See what's up with that too.
That's what up.
But this is the one. This is the one that I'm going to be with most. So I'm putting it out there. This is the one that I'm going to stay consistent with. The other ones I can pop in and out, but this is the one I'm going to stay consistent with. So you know that.
All right, I'm gonna have to send you a box of roses.
All right, I receive that.
Appreciate that. Yes, indeed. Now, we just gotta get some guests back on the show. I just been out of the loop with these finals. I got another final next week. That shit is very important. I ain't have time to really holler and get at no offers. I'm trying to really knock these finals out of the way.
Oh, know how that go? I'm lucky I'm even talking to you then, because during that time, it's like you got to hibernate and get in them books.
Yeah, so far, so good. I passed a couple of my classes, so I got one more next week. So keep your toes, fingers crossed. I knock that out, then I can get back in the swing of things. I can start hollering at a whole bunch of people and unsigned artists and try to get them, you know, into the show.
Yeah.
But I know y'all are in y'all part too. You said your artist got at you. Did you ever see what that artist was saying?
Well, I did send him the information, and he thanked me, and we'll see what he does, because you know how it goes.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Bobby.
Word.
You ain't been hunting for the artists, or what you been doing?
I've just been busy with my other show, you know, Spreaker.com, 102.9.
Oh, yeah. I've been checking your Spreaker joint out. Have you checked it out, Ramona?
No, I haven't. I didn't even know you were on another show.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm just reaching my mark right now. Got about 10,000 listeners right now, and it's my independent show alone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
and
I'm the only DJ.
102.9?
Yeah, right on the Spreaker FM, you could download the app to it.
Okay.
I'm reaching my mark right now.
Is it on your Facebook page?
Yeah, you should see some links there.
Okay, I'll check it out there.
Ramona, I got Young in on rotation on War Affiliated Fan Radio. Did I ever give you the link?
No, you didn't. No, I would love to.
All right, I gotta give you the link. Yo, Bobby, you still been tuning in, Bobby?
Of course.
Yo, Bobby.
Yeah, of course.
You still been tuning in to War Affiliated Fan Radio?
To me, that's like the same as the Law of Manifest, man. I tune in.
Non-stop hip-hop 24/7, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I got to give you the link, Ramona, so you can listen.
Yeah, send it to my Facebook mail.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
All right, cool. Are y'all just all over the place? I love that. Grinders, get it. That's what's up. So, tell me, y'all, when did y'all fall in love with hip-hop? What was your first record that, like, really pulled you in and just kept you going?
Who are you talking to, me or Radar?
Both of y'all.
Wait, what you want to know?
When did you fall in love with hip-hop? What was your first record that really, like, pulled you in and, like, you after that you was just, you know, strong?
Well, I'm going to take you back because I was just reminiscing. I'm thinking about 1984, 83, 84. And I was very much in love with the show by Dougie Fresh and Lottie Dottie. I was playing that shit a lot. And then I used to be stealing money from my mother, going to buy vinyls, getting my ass whooped. But it was all worth the whoopings, because I would come back with a whole bunch of vinyl. I mean,
wow.
I had all types of vinyls from all types of artists. Like, all my boys, they could break dance. I wasn't a good break dancer, but I was a good rap artist, good MC, and just good for listening to MC. So I was loving the Lottie Dottie and the show in like 84. I was playing the hell out of them vinyls and a whole bunch of other vinyls. But when I came across Just Ice with KS1, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, these are my favorite artists.
Like,
no, I love Just Ice. Definitely what I want to get down with, because it was just so, so very fresh. So basically, shit, I fell in love when it just, you know, became available, when
mm-hmm.
it became hands-on to gravitate to it and just get out there and rhyme my brother's breakdance. It was fresh. It was
yeah.
Beautiful. 84, you know, 11 years old. That's when I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing.
Wow.
What about
you,
Bobby?
Well, I started grabbing on to hip-hop through, like, through R&B groups that were doing hip-hop as well. You know, like Arrested Development and Bobby Brown and what's that group Bobby Brown was in?
New Edition,
yeah. And then, you know, from there, I got, like, the spirit of the dance. The spirit of the dance started it all. Then I started getting the artists, learning who they were. I liked N.W.A. in the West Coast, and they were real big back then. Eazy-E, the time I was listening to Ice Cube, and over here there was Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick and Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. You know, they was all the top artists, top groups that I was listening to then.
Oh, yes. For me, it was Salt and Pepper when they first came out with Your Man.
What year did they come out, Salt and Pepper? What year they came out?
Probably it was like 85 or so, 84, 85. Because remember, they did the show. They did the remix, the girl version of the show, when they were answering Dougie Fresh and them about the show. Right. So that was like the first thing that they did. And then they came out with I'll Take Your Man. So I was working at USA at the time when they were coming out. Yeah, USA out in Queens.
What happened to USA? What happened to USA?
They closed it, and then they had changed the name from USA to Sparkle to all kinds of things.
They had one in Brooklyn. I remember that store. They had one in Brooklyn.
Oh, I didn't party in Brooklyn.
What you say?
I didn't party in Brooklyn at all. I think the most that I probably went to Brooklyn was to Northmore or something like that, right?
Northmore is in
Brooklyn. Yeah. I didn't like partying at Brooklyn. No. Yeah. It was too wild. It was an actual shame.
Yeah, Brooklyn was the sure shot back then. Good thing I had a whole bunch of bigger people bigger than me. I was cool.
What you needed. You needed a army to come out there.
Salt and Pepper. Yeah, you know what? Salt and Pepper was definitely, they had a few records that I like. They had a few joints I like. You remember Sweet T and Jazzy Joyce?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. What's that track they had? This Beat Something?
Yeah, I think It's My Beat.
It's My Beat, yes.
Yeah, then she changed the name to Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was all over it.
And then when MC Light came in the picture, it was over for all females.
Oh, yes, it was.
When Light came in, it was over for all the females.
Queen Latifah was good then, too, though.
Yeah, they didn't battle. Yeah, they were all down with each other. They didn't battle, but... MC Light was the one for taking heads.
Yes, she was. She put that thugism in there.
Yeah, she came with it.
Yes, she did.
I gotta try to reach out to MC Light. I follow her on Twitter, but I hate to get ignored like everybody else. You hit people up on Twitter and they just act like they don't see you. I'm like, what is this? you be like, peace, MC Light, love your music. They don't say nothing to you.
No, a lot of times what I hear is that they don't manage. And since, you know, I have my company and stuff, a lot of times artists will, you know, ask me to manage their social media. So it just depends. I think it's all in what you say, too, because if you know them, and you say, you know, this is such and such, what's up or whatever, from home, then that person that manages it will give them the message and say, you know, this person knows you from way back when or whatever, and then they'll be like, well, you know, just respond and say what's up or whatever.
Right.
But it's all in how you word it to them to get that person's attention to say, you know, this person wrote you or whatever.
Yeah.
Because even, like, certain ones that I know personally, they don't always, you know, respond right back. But if I write something, you know, particular, they'll go ahead and have a response come after that. But I'm definitely not the one to be following people unless I know you're going to follow me back. I don't care who you are. Okay? I don't care if we grew up on the same block. I don't care. I don't do that unless I know you're going to follow me back. And if you don't
follow me back, right?
Trust me, you did, because I said something to you.
Yeah, you did. You was like, you don't follow me, I'm going to beat you down.
Yes, I don't play that with my followers, you know, on Twitter. Because I remember the day when I had 22 followers, and I'm not lying, just like... What, a year and a half ago, almost 2 years, I had 22 followers.
Now you got a lot of followers now.
Yeah, I do. It went up because I've been working. Shit.
Yeah, that's how I met Casanova Rudd. I seen him on Twitter. I was like, what? I followed him immediately and sent him a tweet. And what do you know? He hit me right back. I was like, oh, shit. Tweeted me right back. I was like, all right, let's go.
He cool like that, though. He cool. His head is not up in the sky. He's very down to earth. And I hadn't talked to him for years and connected with him. I think it was on Twitter. And he remembered who I was and hit me right back.
Yeah.
So he good but people. Coogi Rap, the same thing. On Facebook, he came out of hibernation, and he started following all his friends and everything. So I sent him a friend request, and he answered it.
Matter of fact, see if you can get him to call in. See if you can work the G-Rap circuit.
Okay, I'll see what he does. Because you know he's doing management now. He's really – I heard that he was on that track with that person that called in. But,
His name is
Bliss?
God, yeah. Bliss. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's matter of fact, I meant to ask you, did you get a chance to check out Hands On video, him and Method Man? Did you see it?
Yes, I did. I didn't see the video. I heard the track, and I loved it. I was like, they saying some real shit up in there, okay?
We just did a joint, me and Hands On. So I'm putting all my EP together. Hey, yo, Bobby.
Yeah.
You remember the Booth, the Mic, the Lyrics?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to come out with part two.
Okay.
That's classic.
I'm putting part two together. It's just an EP. So I went to the Duck Down show, and I caught up with Royal Flush, Ramona. Remember him? He's from your way, Royal Flush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I caught up.
I heard him.
I'm going to try to get him to call in, and I'm going to get him on my joint. So I caught up with a whole bunch of artists at the Duck Down show. It was pretty good.
All right. Get it cracking.
Yeah, you know it.
I remember. So look,
check it out. In this week's thing on the net, you know, we was discussing everything that you needed to know about the history of Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. So what was covered was Once Upon a Time in Shaolin for 20 months with the first interview or interviewers to buy was this guy named Martin Shirelli. You know, he's a jerk off. He's the guy that raised the AIDS pill from $13 to $700, and now there's been a whole bunch. He's been talking a whole bunch of shit, and this motherfucker went from the Klan to Bobby Shmurda. He wants to bail Bobby out of prison.
Oh wow! I saw it. I just seen that on yesterday about this guy. He's supposed to have some Ponzi scheme going, and he purchased the Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, he been talking shit about he gonna get his ass beat if the Wu catch up to him. He been running his mouth talking shit. This is RZA. He been very disrespectful talking about.
Wow.
There's a video where he got the Once Upon a Time CD using it for a coaster to sit his drinks on. You believe that?
Wow.
He ain't even listen
wow.
to it.
Well, you gotta know though, at any time Bill Murray could still take that from him.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute, I heard about Bill Murray, but who is Bill Murray?
Bill Murray is an actor.
Okay.
He's a Hollywood actor.
He's a who?
A Hollywood actor.
You know Bill Murray, he was in Ghostbusters.
You know what? I don't remember Ghostbusters.
He was in a lot
Shame
of other things besides that. But he could take the album anytime he wants. Only him, though.
And why is that?
Yeah.
It's just in the contract.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. That guy's been out of control.
I just saw that yesterday, actually. I was like, okay. And his whole reason for spending all this money on the Wu album is to just use it as a coaster. What's the disrespect about?
Yeah, and see, you know what? RZA made a dickhead move. He says that the deal was already done before they didn't even know what type of scum that this fool was. RZA didn't even know nothing about this guy's history. I'm like,
right.
you sell this guy and one copy of the album for $2 million and you didn't know his background? now he's feeling bad about it.
But I would research him only because look at what type of money he's putting up. But then I wouldn't give a damn about his background. Shit, $2 million here, okay?
But see now RZA is feeling, now everybody is going off on RZA. The family is pissed off at RZA, like, how could you do that? You ain't know nothing about this guy? Because the same with Meth.
You are now tuned into the Lord Manifest Show.
Alright. Gave us a reminder, right?
Yeah. Word. Let's see.
Gave him a reminder. Matter of fact, we not even live anymore. We going into overtime. Matter, we'll be back. Ramona, go ahead and bless us with some bangers.
All right, now. So let's see here. How about we go with Let's see. Kevin Gates, no. Yeah, we want to do Kevin Gates Satellite. So let's hit that.
Yeah, play like 10 minutes of bangers and we'll come back.
All right, here we go.
Kevin Gates, I'm everybody's sworn favorite. People tend to feel like Michael Jackson reincarnated. Satellites never really made love. All right,
get it right, emotions probably telling her she could stay the night, but her friends all call us crazy, they don't give her good advice. Satellite, never really made love, yeah, never really made love, she never really made love, I've been shot through the
on the D-Lo. Luca Bratton selling kilos. Got a shop out of town and got a spot just around the way. Let's be specific. If I'm the nigga you feeling, am I wrong for showing interest in these women surrounding? I'm a straight ticker down and go. No time to lounge with hoes on the grind all the time. I done been down this road. Strictly need my C-note. Can you keep up with my lingo? Some will say life is a gamble, which means love is a casino. Everybody just playing to win. Think I made it again. So many ladies pretending, hoping this ain't what it is. This business I'm in made me taking a beat. Would you still be my friend when I'm lonely, love? Get them gone, cause ain't no one on the phone but us. Someone who's strong when it's rough, someone who won't give up. Ain't no wasting time, hustle every night. Promise everything is alright. Satellite, satellite, never really made love, but she gon' get it right. Emotions probably telling her she could stay the night, but her friends all call us crazy. They don't give her good advice. Satellite, satellite, never really made love. Yeah, never really made love. People changing on me, I am so sick of the masquerades. Grew up poor, had no dishes, ate off paper plates. I'm taking aim, brought up in this life. I know, baby, you a writer, and I love when you write it slow. Motion for me, girl. Arch up to the ceiling, I've been over for me, girl. Pulling on your hair while I'm gripping on your ass. When I kill it from the back, when you feel it in your bank. Late night screaming, all of the right reasons. Touching, teasing, blowing on my please. Make it bite back, I love when it bite me. Saying take some out, I know what it might be. When your body go to shaking, you're raising your right knee. With the pillow with your teeth, I know what it might mean. I'ma keep going, I know that the light green. Can't stay still, I'm stroking the right thing. Climbing the bed with a dime in the bed. Don't tell me the spot, I'ma find it instead. Big fine motherfucker, she a dime with the head. Just got a text, never mind what it said. iPhone ringing, I decline with a freak. Which color should I press? Lime or the red? Decline or accept, next line never read. Mine is the time and time been the best. Told her what it was first time that we met, but she can't get upset every time that I left. Satellite, satellite, never really made love. She gon' get it right. Emotions probably telling her she could stay the night, but her friends all call us crazy. They don't give her good advice. Satellite, satellite, never really made love. Okay, never really made love.
Worth it too, but the way you handle pressure. on your own. I'm flexible with expectations, but respect is set in stone. So why should I care? Irreplaceable and all that he has, but listen closely when I say that there's always a line, and if you pull ball past it, then you're stupid or blind. He ain't gonna stick around to be a punching bag. He might love you, but he knows what type of offers he has. All them good qualities that made you fall in love, there's plenty women who would want him, think he's sent from above. And baby doll, listen close, you ain't one in a million. I know the way I'm talking to you that I sound like the villain, but you far from a hero. What was up in your head? You gotta do a fill the space in my bed. If that's all that you got, you need reality checked. You broke the number one rule. I'm all about respect. And the way you knocked me down, well, I got back up. You can talk all you want, but this thing is sewn up. So tell me,
thank you everyone for tuning in to the Live Manifest Show Hip Hop Classes Classics 97.FM. We want y'all to call back in next week, 10 o'clock, that's Saturday, 10 p.m. The call-in number is 646-478-3665. That's 646-478-3665. And this is Arlene Ramona. And we are signing off until next Saturday. Everybody have a blessed week, and we look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. Good night.
This is the
Wu-Tang Clan.
You are now tuned into the Lord Manifest Show.